This is the Sakar Moli of 15th of August, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, wake up early in the morning and think about how such a tiny soul makes such a huge body function. I, a soul, have an imperishable part recorded in me. Question. What practice does Shiv Baba have? And what practice does he not have? Answer. Shiv Baba has the practice of decorating souls with the jewels of knowledge, but he doesn't have the practice of decorating bodies, because he says, I do not have a body of my own. Although I take this one's body on loan, it is that soul that decorates his own body. I don't do that. I am always bodiless. Song. Even though the world may change, we will not change or turn away. Om Shanti. You children heard this song. Who heard it? You souls heard it with the ears of your bodies. You children now understand how tiny each soul is. When there is not a soul in a body, the body is of no use. Such a huge body functions with the support of such a tiny soul. No one in the world knows what the soul is that is present in this chariot. This is the throne of a soul, an immortal image. You children receive this knowledge. It is so entertaining and also meaningful. When you hear something meaningful, you continually think about it. You children also continue to think about how such a tiny soul is in such a big body. A part of 84 births is recorded in this soul. The body perishes and the soul remains. This is something to think about. Wake up in the morning and think about these things. You children have now remembered that a soul is very tiny and has received an eternal part. I, a soul, am so wonderful. This is new knowledge and no one in the world knows about it. Only the Father comes and tells you this. You have to keep thinking about how such a tiny soul plays his part. A body is made of the five elements. Baba doesn't know how Shiv Baba's soul comes and goes. It isn't that he constantly stays in this body. Therefore, you should think about these things. No one else can receive such knowledge as this, which the Father gives to you children. You know that this soul, Brahma Baba, truly did not have this knowledge before. No one at other spiritual gatherings ever thinks about these things. No one has the slightest knowledge of souls or the Supreme Soul. None of the sannyasis or holy men knows that it is a soul that gives mantras to others through his body. Souls study the scriptures with their bodies. Not a single human being is soul conscious. No one has this knowledge of souls. Therefore, how could anyone have this knowledge of the Father? You children know that it is to you souls that the Father says, sweetest children, you are becoming so sensible. There isn't a single human being who understands that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, sits here and teaches the soul that is in this body. These matters have to be clearly understood. However, when you become busy with your business, etc., you forget. First of all, the Father gives you this knowledge of souls. No human being has this knowledge. It is remembered that souls remained separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. There is an account of this. You children know that it is a soul that speaks through a body. Each soul performs good or bad acts through a body. The Father comes and makes you souls so beautiful. First of all, the Father says, when you wake up in the morning, practice thinking about what the soul, who listens through your body, is. The Father of souls is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who is also called the Purifier and the Ocean of Knowledge. Therefore, how could any human being be called an ocean of happiness or an ocean of peace, as they say? Would you say that Lakshmi and Narayan are constantly oceans of purity? No, only the One Father is constantly the ocean of purity. Human beings simply sit and speak about the scriptures of the path of devotion. They don't have any practical experience. They don't understand that it is souls that praise the Father through their bodies. He is our very sweet Baba. He alone is the bestower of happiness. The Father says, O souls, now follow my directions. You imperishable souls receive eternal directions from the Eternal Father. Those perishable bodily beings receive directions from perishable bodily beings. In the Golden Age, you receive the reward that you earn here. There, no one receives wrong directions. The Srimad that you are given now is eternal. It lasts for half a cycle. This is new knowledge. You need to have such intellects that you are able to grasp this and then act upon it. Only those who have done devotion from the beginning will be able to imbibe this very well. You should understand that if your intellect is unable to imbibe this well, you definitely have not done devotion from the beginning. The Father says, if you don't understand anything, then ask the Father, because he is the eternal surgeon. He is also called the Supreme Soul. When souls become pure, they are praised. When there is praise of souls, there is also praise of their bodies. When a soul is tamopradan, even his body isn't praised. At this time, you children receive very deep intellects. It is you souls that receive them. You souls have to become very sweet and give happiness to everyone. Baba is so sweet. He also makes souls very sweet. Practice, we souls must not perform any unrighteous actions. Check, am I doing anything unrighteous? Would Shiv Baba do anything unrighteous? No, he comes to carry out the most elevated, benevolent task of all. He grants salvation to everyone. Therefore, you children have to perform the same task that the Father carries out. You have been told that those who have done a lot of devotion from the beginning will be able to retain this knowledge. Even now, there are many devotees of the deities. They are even ready to cut off their own heads. Those who have done little devotion continue to hang around the ones who have done a lot of devotion. They sing praise of them. Everything of theirs is physically visible. Here, you are incognito. Your intellects have this whole knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. You children also know that the Father has come to teach us and that we are now to go back home. The place where all souls reside is our home. Since there are no bodies there, how could there be any sound? Without a soul, a body becomes non-living. Human beings have so much attachment to their bodies. When a soul leaves his body, only the five elements remain. And yet human beings still have so much love for that. A wife is ready to climb onto her husband's funeral pyre. There is so much attachment to that body. You now understand that you have to destroy all your attachment to the whole world. This body is going to be destroyed, so all attachment has to be removed from it. However, there is a lot of attachment. On the day of remembrance of a departed soul, a Brahmin priest is offered food. They indirectly offer food to the departed spirit. That soul cannot eat anything. You children now have to separate yourselves from those things. Each one plays his own part in the drama. At this time, you know that you have to become destroyers of attachment. There is the story of the king who conquered attachment. There was not really a king who conquered attachment. They just made up many stories. There is no untimely death there. Therefore, there is no question of asking about anything. It is at this time that you are made into conquerors of attachment. In the Golden Age, there are the kings who conquered attachment. As are the king and queen, so their subjects. In fact, that whole kingdom is of those who conquered attachment. It is in Ravan's kingdom that there is attachment. There is no vice there, because Ravan's kingdom is not there. Ravan's kingdom disappears. No one knows anything about what happens in the kingdom of Rama. No one but the Father can tell you these things. Although the Father is in this body, he still remains soul conscious. Even when a house is taken on loan or rented, there is still attachment to that house. People furnish their houses very well. That one doesn't need to furnish anything, because the Father is bodiless. He doesn't have any practice of decorating bodies. He only has the practice of decorating you children with these imperishable jewels of this knowledge. He explains to you the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. This body is impure, but when he receives his next body, that will be pure. At this time, this world is old and has to be destroyed. No one in the world knows this. They will gradually come to know about it. It is only the Father's task to establish that new world and to destroy this old world. The Father comes and creates creation through Brahma in order to establish that new world. Are you in a new world? No, that new world is being established. Therefore, the top knot of Brahmins is the highest. Baba has explained that when you come face to face with Baba, first of all, remember that you are coming directly in front of God the Father. Shiv Baba is incorporeal. How can you go face to face in front of him? Therefore, you have to remember that Father and then come in front of this Father. You know that he is sitting in this one. This body is impure. When you do something without being in remembrance of Shiv Baba, sin is accumulated. We are going to Shiv Baba. Then in our next births, we will have different relatives. There we will go into the laps of the deities. Only once do we receive this lap of God. You say, Baba, I now belong to you. There are many who have never even seen him. They live outside and they write to Shiv Baba. Baba, I have become your adopted child. There is this knowledge in the intellect. The soul says, I now belong to Shiv Baba. Before this, we were in the laps of impure ones. In the future, we will go into the laps of the pure deities. This birth is invaluable. You become as valuable as a diamond at the confluence age. The confluence age is not the meeting of the rivers of water with an ocean. There is the difference of night and day. The Brahmaputra river is the biggest river. It meets an ocean. Rivers flow into oceans. You are the rivers of knowledge who have emerged from the ocean. Shiv Baba is the ocean of knowledge. The biggest river of all is the Brahmaputra river. This one's name is Brahma. He is so similar to the ocean. You know from where rivers emerge. They emerge from an ocean and then merge back into an ocean. Sweet water is drawn from an ocean. You children of the ocean come and then merge into the ocean. You have emerged from the ocean of knowledge, and all of you will then go back with him to where he resides. You souls also stay there. The ocean of knowledge comes and makes you sweet and pure. He makes the souls that have become salty sweet again. The salty rubbish of the five vices is removed from you, and you become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. The Father inspires you to make a lot of effort. You were so Satopradhan when you lived in heaven. You have now become completely dirty. Look what Ravan has made you become. Only in Bharat is it remembered. A birth as invaluable as a diamond. Baba continues to ask you, why do you distress yourselves chasing after shells? In any case, you don't need many shells. The poor understand very quickly. The wealthy believe that it is heaven here for them now. You children know that the birth of all human beings at this time is as worthless as a shell. We too were like that. Look what Baba is now making us become. You have the aim and objective of changing from human beings into Narayan. Bharat is now poverty-stricken and worth a shell. The people of Bharat themselves don't know this. Here you are very ordinary, weak and innocent mothers. Important people do not feel like sitting here. Instead, they go to big gatherings where there are great sannyasis and gurus, etc. The Father says, I am the Lord of the poor. It is said that God protects the poor. You now know how wealthy you used to be. You are now once again becoming that. Baba writes that you are going to become multimillionaires. There is no fighting or battling there. Here there is so much fighting over money. There is also so much bribery. Human beings need money. You children know that Baba is filling your treasure stores. Take as much wealth as you want for half a cycle. However, you do have to make full effort. Don't become careless. It is said, follow the Father. By following the Father, this is what you will become. Lakshmi or Narayan, from an ordinary man or woman. This is an important examination. Don't be even slightly careless in this. The Father is giving you Srimat. Therefore, follow it. Don't disobey the rules and regulations. You become elevated by following Srimat. The destination is very high. Keep a daily account as to whether there was a profit or a loss, how much you remembered the Father, and to how many you showed this path. you are sticks for the blind. Each of you receives a third eye of this knowledge. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Become just as sweet as the father and give everyone happiness. Don't perform any unrighteous acts. Perform the most elevated task of benevolence. 2. Don't distress yourself chasing after shells. Make effort and make your life as valuable as a diamond. Don't be careless. Blessing. May your intellect constantly have faith and remain carefree by letting the foot of your faith remain unshakable. The biggest illness is worry, and doctors do not have any medicine for it. However much those with worry chase attainments, the further away those attainments run. Therefore, let the foot of your faith constantly remain unshakable. When you have one strength and one support and remain unshakable, victory is then guaranteed. Guaranteed victory makes you constantly carefree. Maya comes in different forms in order to shake the foot of your faith. However, you can let Maya shake, but you cannot let the foot of your faith shake. You will then receive the blessing of remaining carefree. Slogan. Continue to see each one's specialities and you will become a special soul. Avyakt signals. In order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. The divine activities of you gopis and gopis have been remembered as experiencing the happiness of all relationships with the Father and remaining absorbed in Him. This means to remain merged in His love. When you meet someone with deep love, these are the words of that meeting with love. They become merged in one another, or the two meet and became one. So to become merged in the Father's love means your form becomes the same as the Father's. Om Shanti.